Om Shanti. 15th November 2018. Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you be a soul who has the fortune of happiness, and by experiencing all attainments, bids farewell to Maya and receives congratulations. Those whose companion is the Almighty Authority Father have all attainments all the time. No type of Maya can come in front of them. Those who stay in the experience of the attainments and bid farewell to Maya receive congratulations from Bab Dada at every step. So constantly maintain the awareness that God Himself is congratulating you souls, that you have attained what you never even thought of. When you found the Father, you found everything. You are such fortunate souls. So, when God is our companion, when we are in the company of the Almighty Authority Father, we have all the attainments, praptiya. When God is our companion, we have all the attainments. And when God is our companion, Maya cannot come near us. No type of Maya can come in front of them. And those who stay in the experience of attainments, experience. The one is attainments, another is experience of all the attainments of Brahmin life. And bid farewell to Maya. They experience congratulations from Father. Badhai and Vidai to Maya. And Badhai from Father. So constantly maintain the awareness that God Himself is congratulating you souls. You have attained what you never even thought of in your dreams also. So when you find Father, you find everything. You are such fortunate souls. So Baba is saying, when God Himself, when the Supreme Authority Himself, when the Supreme Father Himself is your companion, when you find Him, you find everything. When He is your companion, you do not lack anything. You have all the attainments, and all the attainments all the time. We often say in a jocular manner that once we become Baba, we become fat. What is that? The moment a Brahmin takes birth, he becomes fat. He gets fat. Fat means fortune, bhagya, attainments, praptiya, and treasures means khazane. So you become Babas, you get fat. Baba has used these three words at different places in different murlis. Whether sometimes he calls it bhagya, prapti, khazane. So Baba is saying, the moment you become Babas, you have all the attainments. And all the attainments all the time. Only thing is that, stay in the experience of those attainments. Simply to have theoretical knowledge is not enough. Spirituality means experience. To know things are like that is not enough. To know that we are souls and we are from Supreme Abode and God has come and Shri Krishna is not God and Gita's sermonizer is Godfather Shiva and the cycle is of 5000 years and now it's the confluence age and God has come in the body of Brahma and now it's a time to go back. These are all chunks of information. That alone is not going to make anybody spiritual. Everybody can do 7-day course and get to know all of these things, but that doesn't make you a jnani soul. In today's Sakar Murli, at one place, Baba said, Srimad says, you have not understood anything, don't think you are jnani. Don't think that you have jnani. You have not understood anything. It's not Baba who is saying. Baba said, Srimad says this, that you have not understood anything. So, there is a overwhelming tendency to think information as jnana. Jnana means realization. Jnana means understanding. Jnana means experience. When I say I am soul, what is my experience? When I tell others that they are souls, what is my experience? So without understanding, without experience, and without realization, we are mere pandits, not jnanis. Jnana is entirely different thing. So, the moment you find Baba, you have unlimited attainments and all the times. That is the first thing that happens. Second thing is, Maya cannot touch you. Maya cannot come near you. No form of Maya can ever deceive you. Jagdish Bhai had said at one place, it is very, very, very difficult to know who is God. It is very, very, very difficult. Handful of millions will get to know who is God. But even out of those handfuls, there would be very, very, very few who will get to know what is Maya. To know God in one sense is easy, but to know Maya is even more difficult. Because as you progress in Brahmin life, Maya comes to you in new forms. The mind tricks you. Mind cheats you. The Maya is a great imposter. So, to live in the experience of attainments will protect you from Maya, will let you know what is the real nature of Maya, what is the real form of Maya, how it comes, when it comes, what are the subtle implications, what subtle doors and subtle windows and nooks and crevices through which Maya percolates. So, these are the two things happen when we are in the company of Supreme Father. So when I am in His company, I have unlimited attainments all the times. And not only that, I live in the experience of those attainments. So to experience each and every attainments are unlimited, unnumbered. There's a huge list of attainments. So, for experience of anything in spiritual life, the first and the foremost thing which is needed is deep silence. Without silence, without stillness, one cannot have experience. One can have theoretical understanding of knowledge. One can learn things by heart. One can even narrate things to other, but experience needs two things, silence and solitude. The deeper the silence, the deeper would be the experience. The deeper the solitude, the deeper would be the experience. And those who are lost in words, and those who are lost in the crowd, how can they have experience? For experience, you need perfect stillness. When I say solitude, it has got two meanings. Baba uses word ekant for getting lost in one. But that is the very higher meaning of the word solitude. When I say solitude, it means real solitude, means gross solitude, means when somebody is alone and nobody is around him. There are two words in English. One is solitude, another is loneliness. What is the difference? Are they same? One is ekant, another is akelapan. These are the two words. One is solitude and another is loneliness. What is the difference? Solitude and loneliness, are they same? What is the difference? First is worldly. Solitude is spiritual and loneliness is worldly. Something better? When we are with one companion, that is solitude. And when we are with many companions, that is loneliness. Even loneliness is a stage where nobody is around. Both are the stages where nobody is around you. You are alone in both stages. But still there is a difference in ekant and akelapan. Loneliness means emptiness. Loneliness means depressed. Loneliness means grief. Person is grief-stricken. Loneliness means you are missing somebody. You want somebody, you are missing somebody. You have that longing for somebody whom you are, who is not with you. A deep yearning of the soul. It's a stage of deficiency. While solitude is a stage of fulfillment. Solitude is a stage of bliss. Ekant is the stage where you do not want anyone. You are already with somebody who has filled your mind, intellect, body, everyone. And if you see the world history, all the spiritualists, all the religious people, all those who were great devotees, all those who were great spiritualists, they all sought silence. They used to retire all alone and stay talking with themselves or talking with God, pondering upon the mysteries of the world. Each and every saint, even Brahma Baba, even before Shiva Baba's entry, he used to spend hours together on seashore, contemplating on the mysteries of the world, thinking, reflecting, cogitating, understanding, trying to know what is this world, what is this all, the mystery of the world. So without these two things, one cannot have any experience. There has to be deep silence within. And when I say silence, it is not just the silence of the mind, what Baba says. It is also the silence of speech. No words. We spend a lot of energy in speaking, and the language of God is not speech. In next Sunday's Murli Baba said, love and bhavana is language of God, and everyone understands this language. Everyone understands the language of Murli, but God is beyond words. God is beyond words. He is the ocean of wordlessness. He is the ocean of silence. He is the ocean of speechlessness. And he who talk with him shall talk in silence. So, his is the world of silence. His is the world of ekant. Just as he is the ocean of silence, be the ocean of silence. So for realization, two things are needed, quintessential things, silence and solitude. It also doesn't mean that somebody who has shut his mouth is silent. Silence is self-churning, silence is self-observation, silence is self-analysis, silence is soul-searching, silence is self-accounting. Silence is self-introspection. Silence is journey within. understanding oneself. That is silence. So silence and solitude. So the moment you get Baba, the moment you become Baba's child, two things happen. One, you get all the attainments all the time. And second, you get protected from Maya. And that attainment also, experience of attainment is very important. Attainment also, what is important is experience. In next Sunday's Murli, Baba has given a beautiful analogy. He said, this is your fortune, takdir. And this is your picture, tasveer, of your fortune. This is the fortune, your takdir, and this is the tasveer, picture of your fortune. Now if you want your takdir to translate into picture, two things are necessary. Pen of experience. Pen of experience. And paper of karma, action. Pen of experience and paper of action. With this, you translate the picture, the takdir, your fortune, into the tasveer. Tasveer is picture. And this picture has got five lines. First line of the picture is your forehead, mastak. That indicates your mental stage. The second line of this tasveer is this picture, this photo, is your eyes. How spiritual these eyes have become. Do they see souls or do they see bodies? How much spiritualized our eyes have become? How much pure our vision has become? Are they still attracted to the filthy and the worthless pleasures of this world? Do they still find some pleasures in this transitory, ephemeral body? The third line is line of smile of face. And the line of smile of face is contentment. That is the third line. And the fourth line is of hands. With this line you do elevated actions. And the fifth line is of your feet, where you follow one father. So these are the five lines of this picture which you create with experience as your pen and karma. Actions, deeds, elevated tasks as your paper. So this is the analogy Baba has given. Baba is a very good poet. He heads the literature department of the world. He is the best in his prose, in the usage of his words, in his poetries, in the use of language, in the use of words, in giving examples. His poetic style is beyond everything. He is the poet of poets. He is the author of authors. He is the artist of artists. He is the singer of singers. He is the musician of musicians. Because when he sings, when he plays, the ecstasy, the melody, the beauty, the symposium that is created is otherworldly, not of this world. He is the best shopkeeper. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, this is the last shop. All those are shops of the Bhakti Marg. This is the ultimate and the only one shop which Baba has opened. The last, the ultimate station. So the moment we become Babas, we get fat. We get fat. How much fat? Too much fat. How much fat? Fat is fortune, A is attainments, and T is treasures. You get unlimited treasures, unlimited fortunes, and unlimited attainments. Only thing is that one should stay in the experience of these attainments. That whatever attainments we have, if you make a list, the list is huge. And each one will have a separate, special list of his own. And starting from knowledge and starting from virtues and starting from powers. This Brahmin family is an attainment. This Madhuban is an attainment. So many things we have got. Rather than yesterday also Baba said, don't focus on your weaknesses, focus on the specialties. Don't focus on things you have not got. Focus on things you have. Stay in that intoxication of all the attainments. And somehow, throughout the day, we lose sight of these elevated attainments. And that's why we come under the influence of Maya. So, this morning time of Amrit Vela, one should go into the deep experience of all the attainments. Fill yourself with so much divine energy, so much pure energy. Get out of this world of five elements. Don't stay here. And enter that sacrosanct area of supreme abode. Stay there. Spend some more time there. The more we stay out of the body, the more we stay out of the worldly consciousness, the more the energy fills the soul. The more the energy energizes the soul, the re-engineering of the soul, the revamping of the soul, the remodeling of the soul, all those things will happen in Paramdham. And you come back with that unprecedented energy. But stay away from this world. At least the Amrit Vela should be so powerful, then only we can have experiences of spirituality. Otherwise, all Murlis would be just words. All Murlis would be just assemblage of different paragraphs. Nothing more than that. Spirituality means experience each and every word, each and every bit of knowledge, that deep love of God, that deep help of God, that deep canopy of God, that deep His supreme blessing of God. When the life is filled with all of this, we, at that point of time, we feel we are really spiritual. We are real yogis. And the dharana of jnana becomes more and more powerful in us. So, in today's blessing, I'll read again. Baba says, may you be a soul who has the fortune of happiness, and by experiencing all attainments, find out some ways by which we can experience. And what things are needed? I just told two tools which are most important, silence and solitude. But there are other ways also to undergo a series of experience, deeper experiences. And they are associated with all experiences. When you undergo some deep experiences, you do not come out as same person. You become a changed person, entirely different person. But one must enter this phase of experience of life. Bid farewell to Maya and receive congratulations. So those who are companion, those whose companion is Almighty Authority Father, they have all attainments all the time, no type of Maya can come in front of them. Those who stay in the experience of attainments and bid farewell, vidhai, to Maya, receive congratulations, badhai, from Baba at every step. So constantly maintain the awareness that God Himself is congratulating you souls, that you have attained what you never ever thought of. When you found the Father, you found everything. You are such fortunate souls. Who is saying this, that you are most fortunate soul? Keep on reminding ourselves what I have achieved, what I was before and what I have become now. What was my life before? What is my life now? What was my routine earlier? What is my routine now? What were my thoughts earlier? What are my thoughts now? What were my emotions earlier? What are my emotions now? What were the goals of life earlier? What are my goals now? Can I continue the same lifestyle even after achieving so many divine things? Should I still speak the same thing which I used to speak in my previous birth? Previous birth means last birth, alaukik birth. In Bible there is a beautiful saying, those who are twice born, they die once. and those who are once born, they die twice. Once born means they have not taken second birth. So they die twice. Once in the life itself, they keep on dying. Every day is sorrow, every day is suffering, every day is pain, every day is misery. And then when they die, the body dies. That is two deaths. But if you die twice, then you die only once. If you die twice here, ultimately only once. The second death is dying alive. To be here, but not to be here. To be in the world, but not in the world. To be the part of the world, but not the part of the world. Just as if we are here for some time, we have come for a special purpose, a mission, an incarnation has come here for a very small time, and I have to go back. With this aim, with this goal, with this understanding, I stay detached, like lotus, untouched by water, mud of this planet. So, keep on reminding us yourself about attainments and stay in the intoxication and stay in the experience of those attainments. And then you, Maya staying away will be the side effect. You don't have to struggle with Maya. You don't have to fight with Maya. Maya will automatically take farewell. She will go away. She has nothing to do with you. There is one stage where we struggle. Actually, even the word to say that I conquered Maya is not very good. It's not very good because that indicates battle, struggle, war. That's a stage of war. The other way is an easy path which Baba wants. Be with the Father all the time. Stay in that positivity all the time. And automatically all these negative things will go away. For example, a small boy is there and if you give him two laddus, one bigger, one smaller, which one he takes? Bigger. Does it mean that he has renounced the smaller one? When you get bigger, you automatically give up the smaller, the filthy, the smaller. So when you get God, He is the biggest, He is the highest, He is the purest. No impurity can touch Him. So all that is impure, all that is filthy, all that is bestial, all that is menial, vile, the basest goes away and the highest stays with you. So stay in that intoxication. Om Shanti.